Hello and welcome to a new podcast produced in conjunction with Electricity Northwest. Electricity Northwest are the champions of the Northwest and proud that it's their network that connects communities and helps keep the electricity flowing every minute, every day, from when you wake up to when you fall asleep and all hours in between. As well as the power network, Electricity Northwest has a partner network of a huge number of charities and other organisations they work with in order to support their communities with financial, physical or social issues that may arise. Today we're going to speak to Age UK, and in particular we're going to talk to Anne Oliver, Community Engagement and Projects Manager, about the importance of the work it is that they're doing in conjunction with Electricity Northwest. Good afternoon, Anne, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much, Tim.
Thank you very much for joining us for this podcast.
Pleasure.
So I suppose the best place to start would be, in case people don't know, just give us a quick overview of what Age UK is and what your aims are.
Right, so I'm part of Age UK Lancashire, which is a federal charity, part of the Age UK group. There's 140 Age UKs across the country. So if you're not listening to this broadcast in Lancashire, you will have your own local Age UK. And our aim is to keep people independent at home for as long as possible and to have all the advice and information that they need to make informed choices about their lives. So we provide information, advice and support on a wide range of subjects and practical support for people coming home from hospital, financial support, help with attendance allowances, daytime support groups, which we call day clubs, and a variety of other services. But the general aim of the organisation is really to keep people safe and well at home and independent. And that's part of the work that we're doing with Lancashire Rescue Service and Electricity Northwest over the winter.
So obviously with the people who you deal with, one of their big issues at the moment is going to be the cost of living concerns for older people as we go into the winter months. You know, you hear some horror stories that, you know, about people trying to decide whether or not to eat or heat their house, which is a very, very glib way of putting it. And I know you have a number of initiatives in place, including a thermometer, which you have put together in conjunction. Would you like to tell us a bit more about that?
Yes, absolutely. The thermometer is produced by Electricity Northwest, Cadent, the gas network, Lancashire Rescue, and ourselves at Age UK Lancashire. And these thermometers over the coming months will be delivered across Lancashire via charities, agencies, and on request via our helplines. And the idea of the thermometer is to give good advice about home fire safety, about not using dangerous pieces of equipment, about how to save money, about carbon monoxide, and also to provide a phone number so that if people are really worried about the gas electricity bills, need a bit of advice about insulation, which equipment to use, or if they think that they may be eligible for a new boiler, to be able to call the dedicated phone line and get the proper advice. And actually, if you live across the Northwest, and particularly in Lancashire, there will be a van that can come out to you and give you proper advice. Because what we're finding is people are saying, I might be eligible for a boiler, but somebody rang me. Was it a scam? Because we've got these two balances going on at the moment. One is people's fear about the cost of living increases, about the few bills. And on the other hand, the scammers who are trying to take advantage of people, you know, they're most vulnerable, really. And so this phone line is a dedicated line. And so you know that if you ask for advice from there, if you get a visit to have a look at your boiler and to talk about your benefits or your savings, your eligibility, you know you are getting it from the appropriate safe people.
And that's it's not a third party who's going to prey on you.
Nobody's going to try and get money out of you. You'll get the correct advice. The dedicated phone line goes through to Cozy Homes for Lancashire, who are very, very experienced and work already with Electricity Northwest. They're doing this additional work. And, you know, we will be monitoring the volume of calls through to see whether additional capacity has to be put on it. So this is that, you know, this is a real key initiative this year that's been brought together by the four different organisations, and the Electricity Board, you know, are so desperate that people are keeping safe, are registered with them, so they know they exist. And the fire service is so desperate that people don't use unsafe equipment in the homes. And in the worst scenarios, people are bypassing their electricity and gas meters, which can lead to you blowing your house up, quite frankly.
Absolutely. So what format does it take then? Is it a leaflet that people receive, or is it a physical item?
The thermometer.
Yeah.
The thermometer is a card about the size of a small birthday card. And on the front, it has a small thermometer, which is shows the temperature of 18 degrees, which is the temperature that you shouldn't let the temperature of your home drop below for any length of time if you are more elderly and vulnerable. Because if your home or the room that you're in gets to below about 15 degrees, the blood can start to thicken. And so if you're in rude good health, it probably won't affect you. But if you have circulatory heart problems, you know, chest problems, any of that, you are far more at risk of having a stroke, a heart attack, and also, you know, your body just getting too cold. So hypothermia. So the thermometer at the front tells you what temperature your home should be, and it shows the temperature at the time. In the inside of the card, it talks about safe using of candles, gas fires, open fires, appliance safety, and tariffs. It also has a section about carbon monoxide and what carbon monoxide poisoning can do to your body. So how to recognize it, and that is headaches, dizziness, nausea, breathlessness. And so if you get to feel that in a room with a gas fire or a wood burner, to be aware if you start to feel any of those symptoms, to do something about it. And so we advise people to have CO, carbon monoxide detectors in their homes. And then we have the contact details on it for a home fire safety check as well from Lancs Fire Rescue. So people have the option of being able to telephone to get additional advice around heating the home, how to do it more effectively, how to save money on the bills, what grants they could be eligible to, and to have your check, so that if you've not had your smoke alarm checked for a while, or worse, it's been beeping and you've taken the battery out, then Lancs Fire Rescue, if you're in Lancashire, can come and do a home visit and sort.
I think we're all guilty of the fire alarm beeping at 2 o'clock in the morning, ripping the battery out and then forgetting about it, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely. And so even if you've had one put in by the fire service, they will happily go out and replace it if you're unable to do it for yourselves. So the thermometers are starting to become available through the fire service, through Age UK Lancashire and other partner organisations. So look out for those. If you haven't got and you want one, to give us a call, the Age UK number. I'm sure you'll have it on your podcast details, but it's 0300 303 1234. Now our website is just ageuklancs.org.uk, and the front page of the website has a cost of living page. And on that page, they have the links through to places like the gov.uk website and to Electricity North West's welfare team and website. And so on that one page, you have links through to all the current, absolutely up-to-date details on the benefits, on the cost of living payments from the government, and you'll be able to see for yourself exactly what you're entitled to.
So this is a fantastic example of all these different organisations kind of getting together and working together for a common goal, really, isn't it?
Well, absolutely, because every single winter we see excess winter deaths, and these are deaths that shouldn't have happened, and they've happened because people, haven't had the heating on, they've become unwell because of it, they've fallen on ice because they've gone out unnecessarily to the shops, and then they've had a hip operation, and then their health has deteriorated. So every single winter we have additional help available in terms of gadgets. Electricity North West and ourselves, we have light bulbs that are battery operated, And so if a power cut happens, the light will actually stay on. So if you're in a house and you're more vulnerable to falls, if the electricity goes off at night, if you have one of these bulbs on your landing and you keep that light on at night, if the power goes off, that bulb will stay on for up to 4 hours. So that will help get people through, you know, the darkest times of day. And that gives you time to actually go and find a torch, you know, to keep. And I think, you know, that to start to think of simple things over the winter. Actually, maybe I should keep a torch by my bed just in case we have a power cut. The Storm Arwens, the Storm Desmonds of these world will do not happen all that often, but they do happen. Some vicinities, some rural areas are more prone to power cuts than others because of lots of trees hitting the line and things like that. So I think, you know, we're really concerned that people do think about these things in advance. Have a torch by the bed, have a battery operated light. You can buy the bulbs on the internet, just Google battery operated or smart light bulbs. They're readily available, but also to think about heating the body and not just the home. So again, we're talking about, you know, having more heated blankets, heated throws. So, you know, for people who are really chair bound, you get up in the day, but really you're very inactive. Actually having something like a heated fleece can really, really help. So whilst at bed at night, we really like people to keep the room temperatures above 15 degrees because of health issues. Actually, when you're sitting around during the day and the room isn't too cold, but you just need that bit of extra comfort, one of these blankets could really help. And they are quite expensive, and we only have a very, very limited number of people for distribution. But why not ask the grandchildren, you know, or your kids when it comes to Christmas or before Christmas? You know, they say club together, because they can be between about £50 and £70. So they sound like a lot of money, but they are so cosy, and they use about half a p, you know, an hour in electricity. But what a great Christmas present to somebody that's pretty immobile, and club together and buy it. But also we do have these blankets available for people, and different organisations will have different support. So please think a little bit in advance. Think a little bit about not going out to, you know, the house when it's really icy. Put the bins out, you know, put your bin nearer to the back door, so that in bad weather you don't have to walk down the path to put your rubbish out when it's icy. Think about getting food, you know, store cupboard foods in, so you don't need to go to the shops if you're living on your own unnecessarily.
I'm going to get myself a heated fleece. That's what I'm going to do. I know what I'm getting for Christmas.
You can buy, you know, additional blankets. I mean, most of us, in fairness, have got spare blankets in the house. You know, they might not all be the most modern and what have you, but most of us have. Just think about bringing them downstairs and using them. You know, having your woolly socks. You don't have to look sexy. You see what I mean? So, you know, just keep warm. Get your hot water bottles out. Now you can buy the most wonderful, virtually a yard long, you know, maybe not quite a metre, you know, long hot water bottles that you can literally put, you know, cuddle up to when you're on the sofa. So thinking about heating the human rather than the house all the time, but thinking a little bit as well about energy saving. If our energy bills are going up, they have been capped. The details of the caps are on the gov.uk website. They're on Martin Lewis, 34p for your electricity, 10.3p for your gas per unit. That information is readily available. Your bill will not be capped at £2,500. That information seems to have got out into the ether. It is the actual unit rate and the standing charges that have been capped. If, you know, you could pay £3,000, you could pay £4,000 for your electricity over the winter if you use that amount of electricity at that rate. So this idea that nobody is going to pay more than £2,500 is a fallacy. It's based on an average usage of an average three bedroom sort of house. So think about usage, and you can do the calculations yourself.
Speaking of usage, one of the things that you mentioned briefly before was the benefits check that you can do, which can help you to bring more, you know, just to make sure that you're getting the money that you're supposed to be getting.
That's right. So there are benefits calculators readily available online. Age UK has one, so you could actually just Google Age UK benefits calculator, and you can put in your own personal circumstances, or a family member can do it for you if you're not so digitally inclined. And that will give you that information as a starting point. If you don't feel comfortable doing that yourself, you can contact us via our 0300 number, and our advice and information team will talk you through. But they will essentially use the same calculator. So if you can do it yourself, do it yourself. If you can't, ring us, and we'll do it for you using the same equipment. But they will look at things like if you're on a low pension, whether you might be eligible for pension credits. If you're living alone, they'll look at rebates maybe on your rates. They will be able to look at whether you might be eligible for attendance allowance. And that can make a huge difference to people if they are needing additional support in the home. And it's not means-tested attendance allowance, so it's not related to your pension income, any other income. It is dependent on your needs. If you need some sort of attendance in terms of helping you with personal care, etc., you may well be eligible for it. And again, the details will be on the Age UK website. The ageuk.org.uk website has over 60 different fact sheets and booklets on the system. So for anybody who wants more detail about pension credits, about carers allowance, attendance allowance, choosing care homes, paying for care, healthy eating, bladder and bowel problems, falls risks, what's the current rates for your pension, for example, are all on that, and they update it. So every time there's a budget, every time there's an increase in or decrease in benefits, it generally increases. Age UK change them online immediately, and so it's always the most up-to-date information. So the information's there. Contact us, and we'll help. And if it's an issue that we can't help with, we will know the organisation that can. And I think if people start looking at the use of power in their homes, do you really need that light on? Do you need that light on when you leave the room? My husband leaves lights on all the time. I go around, he leaves his office, he wanders off to do something, he goes to the shops, I go upstairs, he's left the light on again, and it goes off. Switching things off at night, you know, looking at the television, you know, switch them off when you're not using them. You know, how often do you need to put the dishwasher on? Are you putting it on when it's half full, when you could wait till it's full? You know, so a little thinking about, well, what could I reduce that actually isn't causing me any pain at all? It's just laziness, frankly, and we all do it. I'm sure you'll admit to that as well, Tim.
Oh, it's like Blackpool Illuminations in this house. That's what I get.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. That's one of mine as well. Blackpool Illuminations. You turn your computers off at night. Laptops use a fraction of the electricity of a computer. And so that's one to think about. The whole thing is about using less water in your kettle. Thinking about when you put your washing machine on. We don't recommend that people put equipment on and go to bed. We would never recommend to anybody to put your tumbler dryer on and go to bed, because there is a fire risk with electrical equipment at night. So, you know, so put it on, you know, maybe if you're on an Economy 7 type of heating, to maybe of bills, to think about the time of day that you use it. It might be if you put it on in the evening, it's going to cost you less. So you will know your own bill. If you don't, you know, have a look at you know, on the website of your supplier, and find out when the best time is to use things. Because £10 here and £60 saving a year here, they all start to add up.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Just
the last thing that I wanted to talk to you about was, you made a point before about people have to, you know, if you are sitting there at the moment feeling like you are in one of the situations that Anne has mentioned, you have to tell people about it, don't you? There's no, you can't sit there and wait. You know, if your power is off, for example, you can't sit there and wait for 3 days until you actually tell somebody that there's an issue. You have to tell people that there's a problem.
That's right. Obviously, if there is a power outage that's unexpected, you know, in an area, generally the Electricity North West or Cadent if it's gas, or United Utility if it's water, they will know about it. If you're in a very isolated area, for whatever reason, they might not. But I think one of the key messages we wanted to get across is to ensure that people who are either of pensionable age, have small children, so children under the age of 5, or have a disability, are registered on what's known as the Priority Services Register, now rechristened with Electricity North West, the Extra Care Register. So people may know it as two names. Because if you're not on their register as a vulnerable person, they don't know that you're a vulnerable person. And only about 45% of people who are eligible to be on the register are on it. So they're really, really keen to get the numbers up so that if we do have power cuts, they will send out texts, telephone calls to people in those areas to check they're all right, to tell them what's going on, how long the power is likely to be off. If people are registered as particularly vulnerable, then, you know, they can send out additional support if needs be. And if people, for example, are on oxygen or other breathing apparatus, it's really crucial that the Electricity North West know about it. If they don't know you exist, they can't help you. So please do. You can register online on the Electricity North West website. And most of us are getting, in the North West, are getting leaflets through the door with our post. Again, what to do in a power cut, and asking people to register if they are vulnerable onto it. So there will be a leaflet coming through the door, or you can contact us at Age UK Lancashire, and we can sort that out for you if you live in the Lancashire area. So there is lots of help out there, and there's lots of cost of living payments coming through. For full details of those, again, it's all on the gov.uk website. It's all linked through our website. And if you're entitled to cost of living payments, you will be receiving those automatically. You don't need to do anything. And if you get a text message or an email through to say, we will help you to get your cost of living support payments, it is going to be a scam. Because you don't need to do anything. Your British Gas or your supplier, E.ON, whoever, others are available. They will probably be sending you emails out to let you know what's happening, how you are going to be getting the £67 a month refunds through, whether it's deducted at source, whether it's a repayment against your direct debit, what to do if you're on prepayment meters. Those are genuine. They're providing the advice. They are not asking you for your bank account details. And that is the difference.
That's fantastic. Well, I think we'll all agree there is some absolutely brilliant advice there. Thank you so much for joining us, Anne. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very much for having us. Being really careful. Thank you, Tim.
As Anne said, we will post all of the Age UK contact information when this podcast is available. And we will have more in this series of talking to Electricity North West partners very, very shortly. But for the time being, Anne Oliver, Community Engagement and Projects Manager, thank you very much.
Thank you.